See, all the plants of the woodland are mine, gillyflower, nettle, dock and columbine. Good nature provided these things for my own, the speedwell, fine cotton grass and the coxcomb. They grow and they flourish in sunshine or rain, groundsel rush, hemlock, soapwort and verbain. Some in the summer and others in spring, while others in autumn do cause me to sing. Yarrow and arrowroot, bracken and bramble, pennywort, chervil, maretail and eyebright, teasel and thistle and ivy to ramble, whilst lily and violet await morning light. Mint, borage, fennel and basil are mine, like lavender, rosemary, thyme and woodbine.
The good sister took a deep drink of cold mint tea and held a pour to her heart.
Phew! I'm glad I don't have to sing that twice.
Nothing seemed to cheer Bryony up, but she leapt to her feet immediately when Jod poked his head around the doorway of Great Hall.
Attention, chaps and chapesses! Abbess wants every beast out on the lawn by the gatehouse soon as you've finished victuals.
There was an immediate exodus from the tables, with Bryony in the lead, her face a picture of anxiety. Bella stood on the lower wall steps by the gatehouse, supported by Abbess Merriam, the owl Woodbeak at their side. Ancient as Bella was, the recent events at her beloved Redwall had driven her to speak. Every abbey creature sat on the lawn facing the three. There was a profound silence over the gathering. Then heads turned to see Skipper Joe and Redfall escorting Vale from the main abbey building. Bryony drew in her breath sharply. Jod was walking in front of the prisoner, but she could see Vale's paws were bound in front of him. He jumped and snarled, biting at his guards as they hauled him along to the bottom step. Bella came forward, spreading her silver-furred paws.
First, let me say that I take responsibility for what will happen here today. Any resentment or grievance you hold must be against me and not our Mother Abbess.
Bella looked directly at Bryony.
Is that clear?
Bryony nodded, looking stricken, and the ancient badger continued.
You see before you a young ferret called Vale. I gave him his name when he was brought to this place many seasons ago. Abbess Merriam, myself and one other, our friend Bryony, I, and all of you for that matter, showed him every kindness. The good beasts of Redwall helped Vale to grow from a dibbon to a young beast, trying to teach him the values of the life we live here, to honour, help, befriend, and never to harm others. Sadly, he ignored all advice and went his own way, lying, cheating, stealing, and creating bad feeling among other beasts. All this could have been forgiven, and has been countless times in the past. However, now Vale has passed the point of forgiveness. He tried to kill one of us, and there is no absolution whatsoever for a creature who would do this to a brother or sister of Redwall. Had he lived among badgers, who have a far more rigid code, I tell you he would have been slain instantly. But this is not the way of our abbey, though nothing as terrible as this has ever before occurred here.